Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Dubin of PR Works. This is Business Way Outside the Box, our podcast that explores businesses that are unusual and fun, or at least they have unusual and fun ways of running their business. If you have an interesting business that you'd like to have featured, please reach me at our website, which you can see listed below my happy, smiling face. Today, we have with us a guest, CEO of a franchise with over 100 units around the U.S. and beyond. And he comes from a world of finance. Peter Hans is our guest with Discovery Maps, Map International. He is the CEO, a graduate of Babson with an MBA and also St. Michael's College with a BA, and I welcome you to the show, Peter.
Thanks, Steve. It's very good to be here with you.
So, in full disclosure, we know each other, so it's a little easier to have conversation back and forth, but the rest of the world out there may not know you as well as I do. How did you, from international finance, where you were traveling the world, how did you end up in Vermont running a franchise organization?
Well, Northern New England, or let's say New England, is kind of my home. I grew up in upstate New York and went to school in New England. Then, as you say, I traveled overseas a fair bit, quite a bit. And I always, you know, always knew I'd eventually come home. So when I came home, I came back to Vermont, and this opportunity arose in the travel industry, travel and franchise industry. And I knew that the company had the potential to grow and diversify a little bit. And so those elements, the travel and the growth potential, really attracted me.
Okay. And describe a little bit what your franchise does in your words.
Sure. So Discovery Maps are available. You've probably seen them. They're kind of around the country in destinations, not always in big cities or such places, but in kind of attractive destinations, let's say in New England here, Cape Cod, Burlington, Vermont, out west in Scottsdale, Arizona, and, various places in California and the Northwest. And what they are, Discovery Maps, are hand-drawn maps, drawn in caricature and in relief, so that a user can see buildings around them and where businesses are. And they're very helpful, not so much for navigating, like say a digital or Google map might be, but more for wayfinding, you know, where am I and what's going on around me in terms of interesting things to do, where can I get a bite to eat, so forth. So our franchises operate in a way that they sell advertising to those local businesses who want to attract travelers and others, and they generate revenue that way. That's in a very simple way, that's our business.
Okay, and let me give you a testimonial that I live and work in Plymouth, Mass, a tourist destination where I have seen tourists from all over the world bumping into light posts, sharing the Discovery Map with their family, because they can see, you know, sort of building to building what is around the region or the two street area to determine what they want to do, whether they want to go to a museum or a Mexican restaurant or some retailer that's doing leather goods. So I see it as getting a lot of use and a way that a family can sort of share in the decisions of which way are we going to march as opposed to digitally.
It's a good point you make, Steve. You know, they're very often used by couples or families. And as I say, the businesses are drawn on the map and they're labeled, color-coded by the type of business, but they're also represented around the border of the map in almost a frame-like border with an advertisement, so a small advertisement that will indicate, you know, what the business might specialize in or what they do generally.
Okay. And so While we're talking about that sort of digital versus tactile and holding a map in your hand, how have you found that travel has changed over the last several years as well that might be to the advantage of your advertisers and a map like that?
Well, you know, the maps, it's funny, we kind of keep very close eye on our distribution, both in a local market and generally. And I'm happy to tell you that our distribution is quite buoyant. You know, it hasn't, even with the advent of digital maps and so forth, people still pick up these maps. You know, they're very available in destinations where they're published, and they're free. So it's really easy for an individual or a family to pick one up and just use it as their kind of touchstone in terms of getting around the area. More recently, you know, with the onset of the COVID pandemic, we've seen travel, as you probably know, become a little bit more localized. You know, folks are traveling generally by car, certainly less international travel, less airplane travel. But that hasn't hurt us. In fact, it may indeed have helped us, given that many of our destinations are accessible by car. And you know, obviously, if I'm going to go to California, I'm probably going to get on an airplane. But there are hundreds of destinations near me that I could access by car.
Okay, and the type of people who tend to be attracted to your franchise offering, the person who would become the franchisee, and you know, the leader of their local community by putting together a map, who do you tend to attract? Is there a profile of that person?
I think the fair answer, Steve, is yes and no. You know, it's pretty diverse. You know, we have obviously men and women, young and old. We have a lot of what I think we generally refer to as corporate refugees, you know, people who are kind of tired of the rat race and, you know, the cube farms, if you will, cubicle farms. And kind of want to, you know, if it's a pre-retirement thing, whatever, maybe do something a little bit different. Certainly our opportunity allows folks to make their own schedule and be out and about and chatting with people. So we definitely, we get folks who've either had a career and are now moving on and trying to get away from what they have done, or sometimes young folks who just want to be a little bit different, entrepreneurial folks would get involved. And we've also seen some real success with other publishers, you know, let's say magazine publishers, regional or local publishers, as well as some marketing agencies. You know, these folks already are kind of traversing that path, meeting with local businesses and so forth. So they know, you know, they know the players, let's say, in the market. I think the one kind of overall trait that's common to all of our franchisees is it works best. The system or the program works best for someone who's very comfortable out talking to others, you know, to meeting new people and making new friends. It's a sales business at the end of the day. And folks who are, you don't have to have sales experience, but if you're comfortable with engaging with others, then that's a very good sign.
Okay. All right. And what have been some of the challenges of building your organization? You've got over 100 locations. You have numerous franchisees who have multi locations because the model worked for them. Mm-hmm. But you must have had some bumps along the way that you had to resolve to get to where you are.
Yeah, let me think about that. I mean, we, you know, because as I said, you know, our profile is kind of broad. You know, there's folks from lots of different walks of life come and join our team. It's hard to target, therefore, you know, it's hard to kind of really pinpoint a good candidate and go after that individual. So it's kind of a broad brush approach that we need to make as we engage with new folks. And let's see what else. I don't know. We're a relatively small company, even though our network is large. You know, each individual franchise is relatively small, kind of home-based business, low kind of, therefore, you know, kind of low cost of entry. You know, but being a franchisor, we're a little different from the kind of quick serve restaurant or the stereotypical, let's say, franchisor. So maybe that, I mean, that's both a what do you like to say these days, a feature and a bug. You know, that makes us a little bit different, so that's good, but it's also kind of hard to hit the middle of the fairway, if you will.
And so for people who are somewhat intimidated by the idea of working with the wheel that you created and being out there, what kind of training do you provide so that at least they have a really good sense of what they will encounter and how to, some best practices to succeed?
Yeah. Excuse me for just a sec. I have to process. I was distracted there. Well, training, we have a really strong, small but strong team. You know, our production department, the folks who put the maps together before publication, are incredibly helpful and train in all aspects of that. We have a kind of an online system that makes the publication process a little bit easier. So obviously we take a lot of time to go through that and make sure new folks are well versed. And of course, you know, at the end of the day, the name of the game is sales. So we have a comprehensive sales training program, both sales generally, but also specifically about selling map advertising. You know, we've been in this business for over 40 years, and we've seen the good and the bad and everything in between. So, you know, so we know the typical objections, we know, how folks react. So we're really keen, really focused on training new folks. You know, it's in our best interest to make sure that everyone who joins the team really has a very solid background. So we spend a minimum of, you know, kind of 4 business days, but it usually ends up being significantly more than that in working with new folks to make sure that they have a solid foundation before they get going.
Okay, very good. And on a personal level, what would we not find out about you if we did a Google search? About your life.
Let's see. I'm a family man. When I lived overseas, I met a lovely English lass and somehow convinced her to join me coming back to the States. That was a little over 20 years ago now. And since that time, we've had 2 wonderful daughters join our family. One's just started college and one is junior in high school. So I spend a lot of time, obviously, with the girls, and I like to ski. In fact, I'm a ski patroller on a volunteer basis up here in Vermont, and I also like to sail whenever I can. But I don't. I always say, people ask me, you know, did you sail much this summer? And I say, yeah, but not enough, never enough. So that, I think that's kind of what you might not see on the profile.
And I guess, if money were not an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you be doing?
What would I be doing? You know what, Steve? I'd probably be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. You know, I as you said, I had a career in finance and it was fairly successful. So, I kind of scratched that itch, if you will, or kind of put myself in a reasonably good position. And right now it's a pretty good situation. Like, you know, I own my own business, I make my own decisions, and I'm still working to grow Discovery Map and make it more than it was when I came along. And there's a lot of reason to be optimistic. So I think I'd stay right here. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Well, so we're wrapping up now. What I'd like to do is make it easy for people to find you to talk about where they can find your maps as a consumer, but more importantly to you, if they are interested in the franchise business venture, how do they find you?
Yeah, well, first of all, the maps, you know, you can find maps kind of in situ, wherever you're in a Discovery Map destination, but you can also find them online at discoverymap.com. You can actually buy maps in advance of your trip. They're free when you're in situ. We charge, I think, $1 or $2 to, you know, shipping and handling if you want to order one before you travel. And finding me or Discovery Map, you know, to learn about the opportunity or for any other reason, I have a profile on LinkedIn. And also we have a separate but related website called discoverymapfranchise.com. And you can visit there and learn about the franchise opportunity and also how to start a dialogue with our team.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on, taking time out of your schedule. I will continue to use my discovery map here in Plymouth. It's a pleasure. This has been another segment of Business Way Outside the Box with Steve Dubin from PR Works. Again, if you have an interesting business or friend with an interesting business, let us know and we'd love to have them on. Take care, everybody. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right.